Well, as the social media giant Facebook deals with criticism that it's been fueling fake news, it's announced new guidelines that would ban advertising on a broad range of content that could include news coverage of violence or hate speech. So does this mean Facebook is now censoring news outlets? Sean Rubenstein Dunlop has been investigating.
Facebook now under fire. Critics say it allowed fake news to spread on the platform, potentially reaching millions of people.
In the past year, one of the world's media giants has been under massive pressure for letting its users post, sometimes just about anything. Fake news, hate speech, even murder.
I killed 13 people, and I'm about to keep killing until they catch me.
Facebook has been scrambling to stop fake news. Now it's released new rules banning advertising on other offensive content. From now on, ads won't be allowed on posts containing violence, gore, nudity, drug use, derogatory language, and cartoon characters doing unsavory things.
The aim is to create what Facebook is calling a safe space for advertisers. That is, brands do not want, obviously, to be associated with anything that's violent or politically controversial or is sexual content. So these rules will help make the advertisers happier, and that, of course, is Facebook's revenue.
That's technology commentator Stilgherrian, who says advertisers are increasingly afraid of investing in social media.
There have just been enough cases where problematic political material has come up, especially with the rise of both the neo-Nazis in the United States and Antifa fighting them. And, you know, corporations don't want to get involved in any of that sort of politics.
But where will Facebook draw the line? Facebook is also banning ads on posts that include hate speech and that depict what the company calls real-world tragedies and conflict. That even includes news coverage or posts aimed at education and awareness. According to Stilgherrian, that means news companies might censor themselves.
How do you tell the difference between a jihadi's beheading video and a news report using fragments of that video? We've had problems with that in the past where news stories have been blocked. How do you tell the difference between images of the horrors of war in Syria, say, and a news report showing fragments of that? It's going to reduce the amount of, if you like, edgy or controversial news. It's just going to be bland, middle-of-the-road stuff, man bites dog, pretty pictures, whatever. It certainly means that things like the horrors of war won't be seen. It means political controversy at either end of the spectrum will not be seen.
Facebook more and more, they're becoming a de facto regulator, but of course one without any of the oversights that would come in a more open system.
Tim Burrows is the editor-in-chief of the media and marketing website Mumbrella. He says the consequences could be drastic for the growing number of Australians who rely on Facebook as their sole source of news.
If journalists start changing their editorial standards or what they're willing to talk about or show because they're scared it won't reach the Facebook audience, then that clearly could have a change on how news is reported. So that, if there is a risk, is the biggest risk. So this is part of a much wider battle, which is, you know, usually where news is monetized online, it's about delivering the maximum number of eyeballs to it. That's why we sometimes see quite low-quality journalism or, you know, quite populist topics, because that's the way that media owners actually make a living now.
That's Tim Burrows, the editor of media and marketing site Mumbrella, ending that report from Sean Rubenstein Dunlop.